Leaven of Malice by Robertson Davis.
The book is preceded by a quotation from the prayer book. Grant us to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve thee in pureness of living and truth. Part 1. It was on the 31st of October that the following announcement appeared under engagements in the Salterton Evening Bellman. Professor and Mrs. Walter Vambrace are pleased to announce the engagement of their daughter, Pearl Veronica, to Solomon Bridgetower, Esquire, son of Mrs. Bridgetower and the late Professor Solomon Bridgetower of this city. Marriage to take place in St. Nicholas Cathedral at 11 o'clock a.m., November the 31st. Few of the newspaper's readers found anything extraordinary about this intimation, or attached any significance to the fact that it was made on Halloween. When fortune decides to afflict a good man and rob him of his peace, she often chooses a fine day to begin. The 1st of November was a beautiful day, and the sun shone with a noble autumn glory as Gloucester Ridley, editor of the Bellman, walked through the park to his morning's work. The leaves rustled about his feet, and he kicked them with pleasure. It was like tramping through some flaky breakfast food, he thought, and smiled at the unromantic fancy. That was not in the least what his colleague, Mr. Shillitoe, would think about autumn leaves. He recalled what Mr. Shillitoe had written yesterday on the subject of Halloween, which Mr. Shillitoe had managed 5 times to call All Hallows Eve, and twice This Unhallowed Eve. And his face darkened. The old mess had been at his most flowery and most drivelling. But